irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine light, provide hope, resources, and a community.
It's going to be one of those days.
So no one feels exactly alone in their grief.
I'm not mad at ET.
You're not mad at me, Tim?
No, it's not bad.
We believe that through the power of love, everything is possible with love on your side. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers who make me laugh all the time. Who do I have?
What's up? I'm Terrell.
I'm Taj.
I'm Taj.
I felt like that was hey, we're 3-2.
Yeah,
I'm Taj. I'm true.
Yeah, like, I follow.
You know, you guys, I'm feeling good right now. How are you guys doing? Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
How was your week?
I've been moving stuff.
You've been moving, too?
Oh, you know what I did?
What?
What'd you do? We can talk about later because it's part of the topic.
Okay, good.
In a sense.
All right, so you want to save what
I'll
you
save
did?
It. I'll save
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, before I should have actually said, we are live on the Power of Love show. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to us right now, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Later on in our show, we're going to open up the phone lines. The phone number to call us is 323-203-0815. Of course, you can comment, ask questions, give quotes, give statements via Twitter from the get-go, from now. The Twitter handle is...
Last week you stole the Taj.
Well, look, I was
and
gonna,
you didn't even point at me. Or
I was
anything.
Gonna,
guilty.
Listen,
he realized he was hogging everything. That's
I actually
happened.
Was gonna say it, but I wanted to see if I stayed silent how you would respond. And of course, you respond exactly how I thought you would.
Yeah.
So you missed your opportunity. I will give the Twitter handle. It's DDJ. Those three letters, DDJ. And then the word foundation. So it's DDJ Foundation. Make sure you hit us on Twitter if you want to, again, ask any questions, make a comment, give a statement. You have any cool quotes or pictures, send it to us at DDJ Foundation. Please participate. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you, we strongly urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. Terrell's going to say, Terrell, we all know our topic, obviously.
Yeah, but real quick.
Yeah.
Your kids are all settled with school now because it's been a week, right?
Well, the boys just started yesterday.
The boys just started yesterday.
Yes. They're actually harder than the freaking girls.
They don't wake up, huh?
Yeah, that's one. Well, here's another problem. This is probably a violation. But Royal had worked till midnight last night, which doesn't...
No, I thought you were only allowed to work till 10.
That's something we're going to figure out.
You're only supposed to work till
10. I strongly think that is the case, but Royal was
he's
at work
minor,
till midnight.
Right?
He's a minor.
Yeah, you're only supposed to work till 10, I believe.
You know me, I'm not a litigious person, so I'm not going to sue. But yeah, so we got to settle that situation. But yeah, dealing with waking up and dealing with classes.
So he used that as an excuse as why he was slow getting up?
No, he's always...
Because I know he's... Had many nights past 12.
Oh, with the day before the school started, games. He was up to past
yeah,
1.
Of course.
So it's like, you know, Rose Row. He skips
but
to
you
his
get,
own
you get, you're getting into your routine.
Getting into getting the routine.
Back. Yeah, same with me. Natasha, you feel, obviously you don't have any children, but do you feel a shift of anything?
Yeah,
Taj, you do not.
Or is it just like a normal,
no, because,
another day?
No, because there's, you sense that energy of people scrambling to get ready for school.
See?
That's the thing. Parents, it's really
it's
weird
back
because
to those hours.
It's and people, if you go to a mall or something, people are a little more selfish because they have to get things done. So it's, they're not. It's
so you like, feel it.
Yeah,
you feel
it. Yeah, because summer everyone's chill and relaxed, but when the school gets closer, all of a sudden those parking spots, it's not like
they
go ahead.
Tighter.
It's more like I got to get in here
because they're on a schedule.
Yeah,
they're
on a
hurry
schedule.
Up, get back for dinner, bedtime,
yeah,
all of
you
that.
You feel all that.
Okay. All right.
That's very interesting.
I was actually a little skeptical of you actually
of you
feeling
were.
A difference.
Yes.
But I'll take your argument.
Yes.
I'll take your reasoning.
I have to suffer.
Do you want to, since you were just talking, do you want to fill us in with how your week went? Or was there nothing, if there was nothing interesting, just save us the time and we'll move on.
Well, late, it was Labor Day?
Yes.
Taj played Call of Duty a lot.
Yeah.
It was a beta.
Oh, yeah, the new Call of Duty that comes out in November. They released the beta, which is a trial period, so you could try it. Yeah. They could work out kinks.
A little disappointed.
You were disappointed?
Yeah, unfortunately.
We like Overwatch, TJ.
Oh, my goodness. You guys
it was good.
I gave it a good
Once you play Overwatch, it's hard.
Really?
Overwatch is an incredible game.
We won't talk really much about video games. Yeah. But, yeah, so did that, and then I'm also, I did a photo shoot last week, and cool. So I've been editing the pictures. I'm real excited.
Nice, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your work, Taj. You're very, you have a great
eye.
Oh,
wait till you see that. I'm not going to show you this new stuff.
How much will you charge me for a photo shoot?
For you?
Yeah, honestly, I want to do a photo shoot with you. I'm not there yet because I'm starting a fitness resume.
Okay.
But once I'm finished, how much are you going to charge me? I want some really good pictures, though.
Ooh,
nothing minor league. I want it to be your best work.
I'll give you a brother discount.
A lot of touch-ups.
I've upgraded since then.
So. And then football starts
football,
tomorrow.
American football starts
American
tomorrow. Yeah.
So it's, who you it's, got?
It's, for the whole thing?
Yeah. Have you been watching any preseasons or anything?
I haven't. Yeah, I actually want the Cowboys to win. I don't really have a team, but if I did, I guess I'd pick Cowboys.
Does that have anything to do with Texas lately?
Absolutely. Well, it has to do with me living there in Dallas.
But just lately you've been being in Dallas? You were there in Dallas recently,
I was
right?
Just there a couple days ago.
Because you had a, with Drew and Scott?
Yeah, with childhood friends, we went out.
And Michigan lost again?
Michigan actually won.
They came back and won?
They came back and won, so that was fun. And the stadium is beautiful, the Dallas Stadium, but that's not why.
Oh, that's where the game was.
Yeah, it's a great stadium.
I need to go.
But it's just, you know, I don't know, I like Dallas a lot. I'm sorry. I love Dallas.
You're one of those now.
I am. And until, you know, I can find a team I really gravitate to.
What happened to the Colts?
I like the Colts, but Peyton's gone and Tony Dungy's been gone. That hurt. Yeah. That was the first straw. And then, all right, we're talking sports. We shouldn't be doing that.
I even tuned out.
Well, we get a little bit of time.
All right. Well, first of all, last week we had Dr. Hirsch and Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lynn, I'm going to call her Dr. Lynn. She's not a doctor, but she's great. So
honorary
Dr. Hirsch and honorary Dr. Lynn, who's actually had her surgery yesterday, and she's doing well.
Oh, great.
So if you're wondering about that. But obviously at that time, another topic that was really big and still is big in so many lives right now is Hurricane Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And I get speechless talking about it because my heart just goes out to everyone in Houston and the Houston area who've had to really deal with a lot of upheaval. Is that the right way to say it? It's just a lot of, you know, uncertainty. And life can get really hard quickly on you, you know. And one minute everything's going well, you're in a routine. And just like that, a natural disaster can really just rock your boat. Mm-hmm. You know, it can really just
changes
throw a wrench.
Everything.
It changes everything. So, first of all, our love and condolences to everyone affected by the Hurricane Harvey and the current Hurricane Irma, which has hit already in the Caribbean and is hitting Puerto Rico. So, that's the first thing I want to say. But that goes, segues kind of into our topic, which is the topic of starting over. How do you rebound? How do you pick yourself up? How do you really build a new life when it seems like the door's just been shut on you?
When all is lost.
When all is lost. And the motive of the topic was obviously the two hurricanes that are displacing so many people. But it doesn't just have to be related to hurricanes. It could be from a divorce. It could be from a loss of job. It could be from, you know, your house is burnt down. Any other topics you guys can think of?
Just death in the family.
Death in the family. How do you start over? What is the best way to do it? What has worked for you? What would you advise others? That's what we're going to talk about, is starting over. I think it's a very pertinent and very, you know, a solid topic for today's time.
Yeah, I would like to add to that because definitely, I feel when Mom passed, we literally did have to start over, you know, because we were living with Mom at the time, and everything was there. Our home was there, and as soon as she passed, we kind of, the three of us, went to separate places, basically, in terms of separate houses and all that, but we kind of had to reconnect in a way. We had to start over, And so that for me would be, I don't know, I kind of, this topic means a lot to me in terms of just because we did feel, I felt like I lost my world at that point. And so it's just rebuilding. And I don't know, I think TJ's right now taking a picture and it threw me so off. I'm sorry, people.
Actually, Taj,
I'm supposed to be a professional, but
Taj, let me support you on this. I'm videotaping Taj as he's talking and he's looking at me and he was doing fine. I don't think any of our listeners knew you were off, so you just got to recover and don't admit that you're off.
Yeah, but that for me would be the idea of it in terms of, yeah. So starting over can be a bunch of other things, but you guys want to talk about your personal in terms of like what it was like for you to start over in that way? Because I know we gave credit to a bunch of family members, mm-hmm. in terms of really helping us through,
mm-hmm.
in that way. But at the same time, did you, when mom passed, did you feel like that was like, how did that?
For me, I was so numb. I lost so much sense of hope and care that I didn't care, which is very weird. And I
hope, you say you don't care. You didn't care about what? Just in general?
Really anything.
Yeah.
And it's, mm-hmm. and it's not the right advice to be saying. I'm just telling you how I felt. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
You could have came and hit me in the head and I probably wouldn't have done anything, yeah. you know? You just lose a sense of hope. And it was family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And friends' parents that, you know, and Andrew's one of them, you yeah. know, and Richard and Ellen. And you know.
I think that's a good point because for me it's weird because sometimes it's people you don't even expect.
Absolutely.
You know, for me it was my friend Heather.
Yeah.
You know, that I hadn't even really talked to at high school, but she had just, you know, lost her parent, and for her she identified with what I was going through.
Yeah.
And we became close because of that. So sometimes it's someone that you don't even really think it's going to be.
And before, real quick, Tara, the thing I think the quick takeaway from that is if you know someone who's been affected by a massive loss, just be there. Just talk to them, be there. And, you know, sometimes they'll want to talk, sometimes they won't. But just the act of being there does so much. Mm-hmm. You know, because I can't really pinpoint a conversation I had with anyone. But I could tell you who was there for me,
mm-hmm.
and that was what was the support I needed.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say is to piggyback on what you're saying about sometimes it's the people that you don't expect to be there, but at the same time, I think it, at least with our close friends, no one had lost anybody, so they didn't mm-hmm. really understand, or they didn't know how to be there. So a lot of times it's not about, you know, your friends being there. Sometimes they just don't know how to be there for you compared to someone that's gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they may not be as close as you, but they know exactly what you're going through because they went through it.
Absolutely. So I know you guys didn't go through any type of research for this topic, but your youngest brother did. So I'm going to give you guys some research.
Okay.
I have research.
Impacts of a natural disaster or loss mm-hmm. can include feeling stressed, anxious, exhausted, or confused, feeling sad, overwhelmed, or angry, feeling shocked or numbed, being uncertain about the future, feeling lonely, isolated, or withdrawn, feeling unwell, headaches, difficult sleeping, not wanting to eat, losing weight, or gaining weight, resentment or blaming others, increased substance use, or thoughts of suicide or self-harm. These are all kind of repercussions, symptoms of what happens when you go yeah. through loss and impacts of natural disaster. So if you do know someone, be ready for all of these.
This is the things that could be going list. On in their mind.
And if it's you, if we're speaking to you who's displaced right now, you are not alone. This is what you're supposed to be feeling in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. So you just have to persevere, surround yourself. And before I get into the next point of my research, which is the strategies to help you cope after natural loss or disaster, do you guys want to discuss or any comment on anything?
Well, I think it's fear. It's the unknown. When you have something, you know, whether it's a home or whether it's in this case, it's just the way of life for someone. When that's taken away, you know, for us, it was our mom. When we lost our mom, nothing mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you can take anything from me. Nothing would equal me losing my mom. So a lot of that didn't matter at the time. And
can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you're out there, pay attention to what my middle brother Terrell just said. I mean, he doesn't say that many
times. You don't need to put the just in there. Just pay attention, period.
But it's so true, because nothing irritates me more when someone doesn't have any compassion when someone just lost something or someone. And there's people that I've had to deal with that show zero compassion to people who just lost their world or their, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. That person that you're saying shows zero compassion, have they lost anything? Because sometimes, I mean, don't get me wrong, they should show some compassion, but maybe they don't understand how big of an impact that loss is.
I get what you're saying, but it's just hard for me to not understand, even if you haven't lost anything, that when to be able to have enough heart to know that something's that hurts, that's gotta hurt. Before we lost Mom, that obviously I didn't really lose anything huge besides the divorce. There was nothing, my life was just perfect. Mm-hmm. But if my best friend lost their mother or father, I would know that hurts. And I would know I have to be there for them and to help them any way I can. I wouldn't just badmouth them or demand things. I wouldn't do that. And I just don't understand why some people, maybe it's just the way they're wired, but I don't understand how people can do that. And maybe they don't know they're doing that. So that's why I'm speaking out about this, because if you have a tendency to be too harsh on people who've lost something, Stop doing that, because it's not right. Because when you have lost something, it's tough, period. It's hard to recover.
Let
me teach you something real quick about hosting.
You just took away one point.
No, I gave you a perfect layup. It's called an alley-oop. And then you're supposed to say, it is hard to recover, but, or whatever.
Why do I have to...
It's just
going to go my way. Okay. Why do I have to take this? I don't want to give you the system.
I love it. We're having fun, people.
Yeah, see, now you took my
go ahead.
You jumped while I was speaking. You interrupted me, and now you did it again.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Where'd my thought go?
Well, what must have not been that?
Here's what I was going to say. It's about compassion, and there's different levels of it to me. I'm not really a big, not that I don't like dogs or whatever, but I've never had a dog like you guys. And even, you know, even people that have lost a dog, like, they can be like man's best friends. And I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Because I've never had a dog. So I don't really know what that's like. But through you guys, I know losing a pet is difficult. But I'll never understand how difficult that really is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So it's not that I'm trying to be incompassionate towards it. I have compassion for it. I just don't really understand the degree of it. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So, but still, you have to be compassionate.
Taj?
Empathy.
Yeah, I have a...
You have a question for me?
No, question or maybe a theory. I don't know what it is yet.
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
When we were talking about loss and stuff like that, is it... And I know it's not. It's the same, but... In terms of, like, when you talk about natural disaster, or you talk about with our mom, it was sudden.
Yeah.
You know, is there a difference between preparing for a loss, like if someone is going through something and you know they're going to eventually pass, or, you know, this natural disaster was pretty sudden in that way. So people's lives change suddenly, you know, and that's the loss of control, the loss of, you know.
It's the shock.
It's a shock. It's like, yesterday I was doing this, now I'm doing this. And maybe that's something that, you know, adds to that in terms of like the loss of hope or the loss of direction, because it changed so quickly for you. You're like, where am I now, in a way?
Yeah.
Where I think if it was something that you could prepare for over the years, and I'm not saying it's easier, because a loss is a loss. But if you can prepare for it over there, maybe you have some kind of direction of where you still can go from there.
It's interesting. And maybe, but I don't know. That's a good point, Josh.
You know, that's a point for our listeners. That's why I was trying to, you know, do they think it's easier in that way? You know,
because in the end, it's all loss and it all hurts and it's all difficult to get through.
Mm-hmm.
There's just different types of loss, different speeds or times of loss, lengths of loss. It could be sudden, you know, or it can be something that you see coming, or whatever, you know.
Yeah. All right, so that's our topic. If you want to chime in, if you have a comment or a question, make sure you call us at 323-203-0815. We got a first call, so we're going to go ahead and jump into it, and then I will bless everyone with the strategies to help you cope. Okay, you guys are supposed to laugh when I say bless.
Right, we're not getting paid to laugh, okay?
All right, who do we have on the phone with us?
Yes, man.
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Tiffany, how are you?
How are you doing over there?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Good.
We are good. So, Tiffany, we know a bit about your story. Do you want to fill everyone in about your story?
Yeah, sure, I can. I'm an evacuee from Harvey, from Beaumont, not Houston, TJ, Beaumont.
Okay.
And, yeah, it just, I don't really know how to describe it, because I've been through hurricanes and evacuations and damage and stuff like that before, so it wasn't my first time really having to, you know, pack up and leave home and everything, but it was really, like, the first time that, I guess you could say, my house really was damaged beyond repair because the ceiling fell in. And so I have to get a new place. I'm staying with my aunt and uncle right now, at their house, but I can't go back home. I can go back and like get a few of my possessions that weren't damaged, but the majority of it is, you know, this house is unlivable. You can't stay here anymore.
Wow.
So
our topic is basically you're in a way having to start over. Is that correct?
Right.
Tiffany, I have a question for you too. What did home did that represent safety to you in a way? Like, were you really connected with your home?
Yes, that's been my home since 1994. So, like, basically every major milestone in my life occurred under that roof.
Yeah.
That's tough, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah, because that would be my fear in general or whatever, because when my mom passed, or when our mom passed, we moved, and then we lost the house, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our great memories were in that house of our mom.
Right.
And it was taken away from us in a way that, you know, we didn't even have a choice in terms of still living there, or just that option.
Well,
you know?
We didn't know. We were young kids who were numbed, and we didn't know
that
we had to still take care of the house.
Yeah, really. That's pretty much what happened. So
right.
We ended up thinking that we can go back, and we couldn't go back, and we never could go back. So it was something where I know it's not the same, but it's similar in that way, where you have all those great milestones or memories, and then all of a sudden they're gone.
Well, I mean, with that house, I lost both of my parents in that house. So in a way, you know, and I had to like start over without my parents at some point. So,
mm-hmm. Tiffany, you know,
as opposed,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, I've experienced the whole part of like starting over without your parents or the loss of your parents and all that sort of thing. And you were saying?
No, I was going to say, you know, you sound pretty up, I don't want to say upbeat, but you sound
strong.
You sound strong.
She sounds
positive. I hear that a lot. I really don't understand. I don't know if this is something with me. I really don't understand what I'm doing that's, I guess, so, like, that has such a resonance with people, because I just feel like I'm being myself, and that's just how I am. Like, yeah, I'm mad that the roof fell in, and yeah, I'm mad my 3T CDs got completely ruined, but... You know, that really what made me angry was about that, because I had to jump through loops to get your CDs, but that's a different topic.
Do we have CDs we could send her? Do we have some? We'll try to get you CDs. I don't even know if we have. I don't know if we have. I may have some stuff, though, I could send you, Tiffany. But we'll talk about that later.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll send you stuff.
Oh, my God.
But here's my question to you. Do you...
Yes.
Because I don't hear... I mean, and I know I'm not you, and I know this is just a quick phone call, and I'm not with you mm-hmm. all the time, but are you feeling sad? Are you feeling numb? Are you feeling uncertain? Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling any of those symptoms that
I was like last week, because I was uncertain about, you know, where I was going to stay. Was I going to be able to receive my dialysis? you know, all of that was up in the air when we left, because I mean, everybody left. My town was underwater. The town actually lost water. I was lucky because Wednesday, I think somebody tweeted you and told you I was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And the very next day, they were airlifting people out. There was no more water. Both of the water pumps in Beaumont failed. There was no electricity. So it was really like under the wire that I got the last treatment on Wednesday before I was able to go to Dallas and receive it while I was in Dallas.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I just want to wish you the best, Tiffany.
I have a question for you, Tiffany.
Yes, go ahead.
What was your support system like in terms of, because you said like you're good living question. With your relatives right now, but in terms of that, what like to help you through this? I know you're still going through it too. But.
I have my family. I have my aunt, my uncle, and a couple of cousins with me, and I have, you know, a broader family that are seeing about me and making sure I'm all right. And I have my friends online. And like I said, I'm so indebted to you because most of my online friends are 3T fans. Mm. And, you know, they're all over the world. I've had people from, you know, other parts of the United States, people in, Turia from France,
yes.
People in England, just people from everywhere. People who probably don't even know what a hurricane is, but they're like, Tiffany, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Do you need anything? You know, I'm praying for you. I mean, that was just to see that sort of openness and selflessness and loving and kindness. So, I don't want to cry, but, it really touched me that, you know, they were caring enough to see about me. And I mean, I had people I didn't even know saying, Tiffany, here, call this number, this, you know, to see about dialysis. People were sending me numbers and, you know, charities and things about where to get my treatment from, who to call to ask about my treatment and everything.
Wow. Awesome.
And, I mean, it was really like a community banding together to help me. And I don't know how I'll ever repay any of them back, but, you know, it's just, it really is touching and heartwarming that so many people would reach out and try to do something for me.
That's just awesome, Tiffany, and it's just that makes all three of us mm-hmm. so happy and proud, because that's what we want to do, is build a community where we're one and where we can help each other.
One of my friends is crying.
And support each mm-hmm. other through hard times, you know, because this is a hard time for you, and you will mm-hmm. persevere, you will overcome it, you will get through it. And then, you know, someone else will go through something, and that's where we all have to rally around that person. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a community to help each other. And it's so great to hear that, you know, listeners and fans are doing just that. Tiffany, we're going to go ahead and go, but we wish you nothing but the best.
Yes.
All the love in the world. Stay strong. Mm-hmm. Stay with your family, your friends and your loved ones, and always reach out if you need something, you know,
and keep us posted.
And really, you know, that's one great thing about having listeners and fans everywhere. Why this is so cool to do it on digital radio, because it's live everywhere, is that it could be 2 a.m. for you, mm-hmm. 3 a.m. and you're all alone and someone's wide awake. So, you know, just reach out if you need something, and we're all here to help you. Okay.
Okay, and thank you, and I love you all, and I appreciate everything.
We love you too, Tiffany. Keep safe and keep us posted, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, that's just cool. I know you guys were just as excited and happy to hear, mm-hmm. you know, how other listeners and fans are reaching out and supporting her. And, you know, it's just texting or tweeting numbers that would help, or tweeting quotes that would help, or... All that is so powerful. So, to the community, to the listeners,
thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. All right, do you guys have anything, or do you want me to go into some of the strategies?
I really like how strong she's being right now.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy, you know. But I can, before you even mentioned it, I was going to mention that you can hear strength in her voice. She's very positive, and that's the way you have to be.
Yeah.
No, I think you said it right. It really makes us proud in terms of the community, because when we started this, we wanted to build a community of love and hope, and to see it's, you know, starting to take form, not even starting to take form, but to see it in action.
Yeah.
You know, and see results. You know, that works. That's like a proud moment.
Huge. Huge. All right. We're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the line?
Hi. This is Carol. And I've been keeping in touch with Tiffany. I've never met her. I live in California, Encino. And she's courageous. I don't know. And I saw the floodwaters. Like, oh, my God. How did she get to the hospital? You know?
Right.
I am so emotional. It's just, I can't imagine what she went through. I'm glad she got kidney dialysis. I've been hearing from her.
That's so good. What is your name again?
It's Carol.
Carol. Okay, cool. Carol, you're right here from Encino, our backyard, our hometown.
Yes. Actually, I didn't go to work today because I got a new car. Well, so cool. I'm at home today.
Okay, I have to ask. I love it.
What color?
What color car and what kind of car?
I got a Toyota Corolla.
Okay, cool.
A charcoal blue.
Cool. You liking it?
Anyways, I don't know. I went through the 94 earthquake. I can't compare to that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a home. I got hurt in an earthquake, and, you know, and it's like I have flashbacks, but I just can't even imagine having kidney dialysis, you know? And,
yeah.
Oh,
it's commendable.
I just, you know, and she's been writing back and forth to me. It's been wonderful.
Cool.
Oh, well, wow. Thank you for being there for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are so wonderful.
Carol, well, thank you so much. Thank you for... Go ahead.
We need more wonderful people like you, and your colors are wonderful, too.
Oh, well, Carol, thank you so much, and thank you for always supporting us, and thank you for being there for Tiffany, you know, because it's honestly, it feels so good and so great to hear listeners and the community helping each other. That's like better gift than anything. Maybe even better than getting a new car.
But that's what life is all about. It's helping each other.
I'm telling you. We can't take anything with us, so we have to...
No!
You know? So we have to make sure we're there for each other in their time of need. Yeah. And what I love about it, especially with what you're doing, Carol, for Tiffany, it doesn't cost anything. All it costs is love and being there. You know, you don't have to pay for it. You could just be there. And that's the most powerful way to give back. Mm-hmm. So, thank you, Carol.
You welcome. I'm so glad she has power. I was amazed. I go, wow, how did she get the power?
Yeah.
You know, so.
All right, Carol.
You know, so anyway, thank you so much for being wonderful people.
Thank you, Carol. And be safe in that new car, okay? We'll be looking out for you.
Yeah, we'll look out for you.
Thank you.
Take care, Carol.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, you guys ready for my strategies? Well, no, they're not mine.
They're not your strategies. Look, you're the first one to correct you.
Are you guys ready for Dr. TJ Jackson's strategies to help you cope after a loss or natural disaster?
Whose strategies is it, really? Internet?
It's internet.
Okay.
Lifeline.org.
Okay.
So do you... Okay. Yeah. There's six real strong ones.
Okay.
Number one, you got to recognize when it's getting too much. You got to watch out for signs of stress and get extra support when things become overwhelming.
Real quick.
Yeah,
what please. Is the strategy? Because just in case someone's just tuning in, yeah. What is the strategy, Zach?
When you go through a severe loss and it's... You have to start over.
Okay.
These are strategies to help you start over and rebuild.
Perfect.
One, recognize when it's getting too much. You have to be able to, like I said, you have to get extra support when it's needed. Don't have too much pride and don't try to take on too much. Don't try to rebuild on your own. There's people out there that can help you do it. Okay? Any comments?
I agree with that. You can't do everything by yourself.
Okay. No one to ask for help.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, talk. Release your emotions and tensions by talking to someone you trust. This can help put things into perspective. It's likely others in your community are experiencing similar feelings, so it gives everyone an opportunity to release negative feelings and discuss practical ways to deal with the situation. Basically, what we also say a lot is building a community. It lets people know. One reason why we wanted to do this radio show, we have our mom's foundation, but why the radio show was such a cool thing for us, because we can reach the masses. And sharing our story will help someone who's dealing with the loss of a parent deal with their situation. Mm-hmm. Tiffany's situation, dealing with the losing of her home because of a Hurricane Harvey. Someone is probably going to be dealing with that for Hurricane Irma right now. Or next year for the next year's hurricanes. So you got to know that you're not alone. Okay, so talk, release your emotions, and talk to someone you trust. Any comments? Uh-uh. That was two. Number three, develop an action plan. Decide who's going to do what and when. Summarize your financial situation. Discuss your options with your bank to alleviate stress of any financial concerns. Having a plan will help you feel you are making progress. And this is one that I don't think I would have naturally done, even though I'm kind of a financial and numbers and bank and business. I don't think I would have naturally asked for help. And what I mean for our situation, when we lost our mom, we lost our home because no one reached out to the bank to let them know there's been a death in the family and maybe some time would be needed. And so don't think that, I know businesses can get really rigid and really by the book, but at the same time, a lot of businesses will help. So if there's a financial, if you got bills due, if you're late on this payment, call them and let them know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. They may just very well bend and give help you out.
Leeway.
They may give you leeway. And again, the whole goal is to make everything a little bit easier for yourself because it's going to be a hard road. Why is my brother Terrell smiling at his younger brother?
Because I'm just thinking about companies giving you leeway. They'll probably charge you some interest or late fees.
You know what, Terrell? You know what I was thinking of? That's what I like about social media. They can't get too far.
They can't do that anymore.
Not as much because they don't want the backlash.
Right.
So ask for what... Be respectful.
It takes one tweet. It takes one tweet. And everybody gets on them.
Yeah, as they should. You know,
somebody
banks
just went through that recently. Was it Best Buy? Best Buy.
I don't know.
Real quick, can I?
Yeah. Exactly.
Best Buy was charging, I think it was $50 for like a, I don't think it was per water bottle, but it was like,
oh
for,
my goodness.
Did you see that?
I know what you're talking about. It's, okay, it's airlines. Charging.
No, Best Buy. It was the Best Buy store, and they were charging for water because there was a shortage of water. They're charging $50, and someone
shame
tweeted
on
it. And exactly, everyone was saying shame on you, and then they had to say, you know, it was a local store. It's not our policy.
That was my question.
They apologized, but yeah. Like you say, you can't get away with that.
And that's something that's been a new big topic, trending topic, is airlines are doing the same thing. For people who were trying to leave Puerto Rico and the Caribbean, they were jacking up their prices, apparently, on flights. Now, the problem is there's also a supply and demand situation. Mm-hmm. If you only have 10 seats, you know, but what do you do? And there are great companies, and I'm not going to go through them, and I don't really have them off the top of my head, who use their resources to help without trying to make money on it.
Right.
And kudos and respect to you. Okay? Yeah. So before I go into the final three, first, recognize when it's getting too much. Two, talk about your feelings and emotions. Three, develop an action plan. Before I get to the final three, we're going to take a phone call. Cool?
Okay, sure.
All right. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Alicia.
How are you, Alicia?
Hi, Alicia.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm actually calling to talk about both topics.
Okay.
I have family that is in Houston, and my cousin had to send her two kids to their father in the Carolinas, in North Carolina, and now my family is being, you know, affected by Irma in South and North Carolina.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
So... Yeah.
So they went to the Carolinas to get away. Now Irma's approaching where they may have to get away.
Well, actually, my cousin, she's my cousin by marriage. Mm-hmm. And so she works as a NICU nurse in Houston. And so she sent the kids to North Carolina to be with their father,
and
the intern. So that, you know, they can be safe.
Good.
But now, you know, Irma is barreling down on the East Coast. And so, you know, now I'm not sure how they're doing in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
But I do know that Gabby, their mom, is her mom has set up a GoFundMe page, I think,
That's
for
great.
Her. So
great. And my advice to you is to just be there for all of them. because even though they may sound like they're doing well or actually be doing well, there's nothing wrong with just sending a text every now and then, which I assume you're doing, just to say I'm checking in on you. Because even in those moments when you're down and out, just knowing that you have support is very powerful.
And also on the other side about what you were talking about earlier, when somebody loses somebody, like you lost your mother. I have a friend that I grew up with who actually lost his mother from cancer exactly 4 months before you guys lost your mom. And he called me when he lost her, you know, right after she passed away. And we were in eighth grade, I think, at the time. And so I really didn't know what to say to him because that was the first time that any of my friends had, you know, had such a significant loss. But we were, you know, there for him. He went to her memorial service and everything. And every year he does like a, you know, kind of remembers his mom on that anniversary. And, you know, I always like text him or something like that just to let him know, again, like you said, that I'm thinking of him. So that's, you know.
That's it.
Basically what you were saying.
Yeah, that's great. And when he... if he ever needs you, he's going to take you up on that. And that's all you have to do. Right. Just throw out that lifeline form to know that you're there. You know, and if he does need you, he will, you know, he will reach out.
It does a lot. Just him knowing that he has someone, too.
Alicia, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing your story. And you take care of yourself, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, take care. So our phones are lining up. Calling, so you guys answer. I'm going to answer one more and then we'll wrap up, okay? Mm-hmm. You guys are cool, right? Mm-hmm. All right, who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, Vansha from Holland.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm the girl who was bugging you guys about my birthday the whole weekend you guys were here.
Oh, okay. How's everything going?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What do you have for us today on our topic?
Well, I haven't experienced any like natural disasters, but I did. I had lost my dad when I was 8, and that was kind of hard because it's just me and my mom who was left, and we had to start over and we moved to a new place. I guess that was kind of hard on me because I was just 8 years old and everything was changing from moving to small town to a big city, so. Yeah, and then my mom has developed schizophrenia the last few years, and I guess in a sense I lost her too because she's depending on me a lot. So I've been growing up. Yeah, I have to grow up very quickly, and
And it's tough. And you sound you as well sound very strong. You know, you sound very powerful, which is a great thing and an important thing. How are you taking time for you as well and doing what you want to do?
Well, I'm trying to because my mom lost the sense of asking me sometimes, how am I doing? And she lost, you know, she doesn't know how much this weighs on me. And she depends a lot on me. She doesn't get out of the house unless I'm going with her. She doesn't get the groceries herself unless I do it with her or I do it for her. So a lot of the care, she just, you know, depends on me and all her health issues. It's, you know, and I'm taking time for myself and I try to prioritize my own time. And like that weekend when I had, with you guys and with all the fans, it was just like a holiday for me, like a time away. And That kind of time is, you know, important to me to have those memories and
So do you have anyone in your circle that can help you that where it's once a month that they take your mom somewhere so that you have your time?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got out of my house with my mom when I was 16, so a lot of the social workers and childcare. They helped me a lot, and even though I was like resistant at first, but you know, I realize now when I'm like 4 years later, it's just it did help me a lot, and I have a lot of friends around me who support me, and you know, and I have like a good community around me now, and I'm glad about that, even though I didn't know that it would happen like 4 years ago.
Well, the thing, before we let you go, because we're closing in on time, but before I let you go, the one thing I'll always say, you got to respect, love, and take care of your mother. But
yeah,
you got to also make sure you are enjoying life and taking care of yourself, because you're not going to be able to take care of her as well as you want to unless you're well taken care of. So make sure you get the proper support and make sure you have as much team, and don't be afraid to ask people for help. You know, every now and then, don't be afraid to ask people, and just stay strong like you are. Really proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do your friends go with you when you go to, to
shopping
with your mom or whatever? Is it one of those things that you try and do it personally by yourself, thinking that you don't want to burden them?
By myself, took care of my mom most of the time, but yeah.
Is it your choice, or your mother doesn't want to do it with other people, or what's?
It's more like my choice, but I also know that my mom doesn't trust a lot of people except for me and a few family members, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you also at one point got to have a conversation with your mother, and you just do it incredibly respectful and with a big heart, because even though she may not bring it up, I strongly feel your mother wants you happy at this time of your life. You're at the prime of your life. And I just don't want you to look back 15 years later and, you know, you're starting to get back pains and life starting to take its toll on you. And then you realize, you know, during the best time of my life, I didn't really get to do much I wanted to. So,
and it could be a little self-guilt.
Yeah.
You're putting guilt on yourself.
So you got to make sure you have that conversation with her and figure a way to make sure you're taking care of you.
I will. I mean, just turned 20. Like, I've been bugging you guys about it, but I'll try. I mean, I'm studying and everything else.
Good.
And I just want to thank you guys for this show, because it's been helping. A lot of topics you guys talk about, I think a lot of people relate to it, and I especially do too. And it just helps a lot of people, and just want to thank you guys about it. I didn't get the chance to tell you last weekend, but just so you know.
Thank you. It means a lot to us, and like I said, you're young, enjoy your life, always be there for your mother, but you gotta make sure you enjoy your life as well, because life goes fast. Mm-hmm. All right?
I know.
Well, take care of yourself, and we'll hope to see you soon, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Really cool. Okay, so I'm going to finish off the strategies, unless you guys want to say something.
No?
No? Okay. So, number one, recognize when it's getting too much, right? Mm-hmm. Watch out for signs of stress. Don't be afraid to get support when things become overwhelming. Do you guys remember number two?
Talk.
Good, Terrell. You should have been a great student.
I know.
Release your emotions.
Shine when I want to shine.
Attention by talking to someone you trust. Don't feel like you're going to burden anyone. You could speak it out. Get it out of your system. Talk. Do you remember number three?
Yeah, make an action plan.
This guy, give him a raise. Make an action plan. Decide who's going to do what and when, especially when it comes to your financial self. Make sure you have, you know, the support you need, not only from family and stuff, but from the institutions. Call and reach out. Let them know what you need. They should be willing to help you. Number four. Take care of yourself. Eat well, exercise, and sleep. Try to get back to your normal routine when you feel you're ready. Wherever possible, schedule extra time for things you enjoy or do so that you can be relaxed.
Yeah.
Very important. Don't forget about yourself. And what's interesting, I didn't see four before the phone call, but that's pretty much what it is. Take care of yourself. Okay. Number five, get help. Lean on family and friends, because a strong support system can provide emotional and practical support. Explain your needs and tell them exactly how they can help. Make a list of places to go for help, financial assistance, emotional support. Plot out what you need. If you need someone to make you laugh, have that person you can call.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know why I'm looking at you. You've been on a roll. Maybe I'm waiting for you to give me another golden nugget. But have that person you can call to if you want to talk about politics. Yeah. Have that person you could talk to. listen to what you need, listen to what you want to do, and make a list of people. That's how you could tell people to help you too. Be ready for my phone call. When I need you in the middle of the night to talk about the sports game, I'm going to call you. That's what I need you to do.
Don't call me.
Don't call Taj if it's
not
sports.
About sports.
Film, sure, call Taj. Yeah. All right, and the last one before we close out the show, the last strategy for helping you cope with any significant loss, be it natural disaster or anything, is of course to consider getting professional help. Mm. If you don't feel you have what it takes to get back to normal, if you haven't returned basically after like 4 weeks or so, that's just a rough estimate Lifeline.org is giving, but if you don't feel you're on the way path back, get professional help.
Yeah.
Confession, my brothers and I didn't do therapy when we lost our mother, but for some, like, I still really truthfully don't feel like I needed it. This has actually been the most therapy I've had. Mm-hmm. But I think I rebounded pretty well pretty quickly because of my family and friends. If you don't have that blessing, get professional help. Okay. I think that's it, you guys. You guys have any last comments?
List.
Yeah, it's a great list. I will post the link on the DDJF Twitter page, so if you want to reread it, go ahead and do that. But Taj, Terrell, anything else you guys want to say before we close?
I'm good.
No. Check out the Twitter feeds, too, because there's a lot of people commenting about it.
Is there anything you want to share that just stood out?
We don't have enough time.
But so it's so good stuff, though.
Yeah, some good stuff and people just supporting each other, and yeah.
Just beautiful. All right. Well, that's it. If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to ddjf.org and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. We are 100% nonprofit. We do this out of the love of our hearts, and it makes us feel really good to hear the community rebound and be there for each other. So please support DDJF if you can. And that's pretty much it. We'll be here next Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. And have a great rest of your week.
See you next
Adios.
Wednesday.
Ah, you took adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.